Well, everybody, how's everybody doing? Is everybody acting their faith? I believe so. You know, this is times where many times we're tested, we're tried in so many different ways. And, you know, it's the doers of the word that are going to be blessed. And not just hearers of the word, but actually the doers of the word. Thank God for hearing, because that's where it all starts. It starts with hearing God's word, but then it's putting it into practice. And so that's what we want to talk about today, is doing the word and acting the word. Because, you know, faith is an act. There was a great man of God by the name of Smith Wigglesworth, and he said, faith is an act. Faith is a hack, because he was from England, and he would say that. And so what he's saying is that we're going to have to act God's word every opportunity we get. You know, Pastor Roma is a good example of acting the word. I rode with him for 5 years over to Geraldton, Ontario, which was a real blessing. Every Thursday we'd leave at a certain time, and we'd travel there, minister the word of God. He started that church and founded that church, and then we would return home, and we'd get back about 12 midnight, sometimes 12:30, sometimes 1 at the latest. If we got stopped by the police, no, we only got stopped once by the police, and that was a big ticket, though. But thank God they lowered it. It was my responsibility and my fault, because I wasn't acting according to the rules of the road, and which we must do. But I noticed how he handled himself. You know, you'd be tired. He'd be working at the college, and he'd go all the way there and minister the word of God. Because, you know, if we're going to be faith men and women in today's society, we're going to have to act on the word of God. And so this is the purpose of this message, is to talk about hearing God's word and acting on God's word, because that's the ones that are going to be blessed. You know, you may find yourself in some dilemma and some trials. You know, there's people dealing with fear. There's people dealing with anxiety. There's people dealing with depression and loneliness. But did you know, if you act the word of God, I believe that the Lord has made a way for all of us to come through it. And that's the way we're going to succeed, is when we have God's word and we're going to act on it. Over in Luke chapter 11 and verse 27, it said, it came to pass that he spake these things. He did some wonderful things. Jesus was a doer of the word. He said, the words that I speak, I don't speak them on my own. They're not my words. I hear them from heaven. And the works that you're seeing done, you're seeing miracles, signs, and wonders, and great things happening. Guess what? You know what the Father's doing them. He always magnified someone else. He magnified the Father. He magnified Holy Spirit. He talked about them doing the works, even though Jesus was on earth. And so we're in like way are going to be walking in this life, but we're going to have to be actually listening to God, being directed by him. And when we're acting, we're doing what he's telling us to do. So over in the 27th verse here of Luke chapter 11 and verse 27, excuse me. It came to pass that as he spake these things, a certain woman in the company lifted up her voice and said, blessed is the womb that bare you and who nursed you. And Jesus said in verse 28, no, rather blessed are they that hear God's word and keep it. Jesus always wanted to know that when you hear God's word and put it into practice, those are the blessed people. If you're going to be someone that's blessed in this life, you're going to have to hear God's word and put it into practice. Over in Luke chapter 6 and verse 47 to 49, I will show you what it is like when someone comes to me and listens to my teaching and follows it. It is like a person that built his house upon a solid rock. When the flood waters rise and beat against that house, and it stood firm, for it was founded upon a rock. But whosoever hears these sayings of mine and doesn't do them, I will liken this person unto a man that built his house upon the sand. And the winds and the floods beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall thereof. So Jesus said, whosoever hears God's sayings and puts them into practice, he's like a man or a woman that built his house upon the rock. Know that when you put God's word first in every area of your life, you know, it's not just one area. It's got to be every area. It's got to be in your relationships, in your family, at your workplace, at your job. Every area, you have to put God's word first place. And then guess what? When you act on it, then it'll come to pass the way God said it. You know, I remember so clearly because I was married at 30 years of age. I know that those that are married, they're, yeah. But if you're single and you wanted to be married, then it's a different story. And I know that I asked God several times, please, Lord, there's got to be a Christian woman on the face of the earth that you can put me up with, put us together. And, you know, I would ask him time and time and time again. Finally, I was reading a little small mini book by Frederick Casey Price. It was How to Believe God for a Mate. Well, that's an interesting title of a little mini book. I read that mini book, and I tell you, I got it right there and then. It didn't take any more. I looked into the heavens, and I said, God, and I meant it, I will never, ever, ever in the history of mankind ever ask you for this again. And I meant every fiber of it. I'm a tough guy, eh, with God, telling him what to do. No, he didn't mind. He doesn't mind if you get a little ruffled up and you're a little bit upset about some certain things that may be going on in your life. But he'll always bring you back to the Word. And I said, you know what? I'm going to believe right now that I receive. And it was a matter of no time that wonderful Cindy came about. I sat beside her, and it seemed like the voice of the Lord said, she'd make a good wife for you. And I said, really? And it's been years, and it's been a blessing. So he's right. God's always right. And he's right on your case. Your mind may tell you things that are contrary, but guess what? You follow the Lord and his leading and his direction. So you're going to have to put God's word into practice. And so you'll be like that man or that woman that built his house upon a solid rock. And then the winds and the storms come and beat upon that house. Why does it come to beat on that house? Because the enemy doesn't want you to succeed in life at all, period. He wants the winds of storms and adversity to beat upon your house and you fall. And then you say, oh, God didn't come through for me. You know, I was believing him for a job, but he didn't come through. No, he's got plenty of jobs for you. He's got plenty of finances for you. He's got everything you need for life and living because that's God and he's watching out for every one of us. And so when those storms and those adversities come and they come to us all, they come to shake your faith, to move you. But Jesus said in this scripture that if you build your house upon the word of God, you're like building your house on a solid rock. Like some people say, it's the Canadian shield. You know, I heard it much in school a little bit, and I couldn't figure it out until I moved to this area. And then I found out this is the Canadian shield right there. It's a hard rock. And so that's what your house of your life is going to be built on when you take God's word and you put it into practice. And so when the enemy comes with, did God really say that? Did God really say this? And he tries to move you off your faith. No, you say, no, I'm founded on what God's word said. I'm believing God that he loves us and he cares for us and he's taking care of us. And I'm not going to be ashamed or upset about one thing. You see, God knows more than you know and every one of us know because he is the great God Almighty who knows all things. I heard a good story the other day about this baseball player who the coach said, you look at me. And then when I go like this, then you can steal a base. But he said, no, you know, I don't think the coach really knows what he's doing. And so I know this pitcher, and I'm going to steal that base. And sure enough, he had an opportunity, and he ran, and he got to that base. Well, later on, the coach brought him aside, and he said, hey, didn't I tell you that I would wave you on when I wanted you to steal the base and to run? And he said, well, I had an opportunity. He said, well, I'm looking at the whole picture. Because when you stole that base, the next batter that came up, he was actually a very good batter. But the people, the pitcher knew that he's going to have to walk this guy because he's going to hit a home run. And so he walked that guy. And so now there's two people on base. And now the next guy's coming up and he knows that that guy, they're going to have some trouble and they're not going to be able to get those guys all around the bases. So one person was just looking at his own life, so to speak, and saying that, you know, I'm going to do this and it's going to be okay. No, guess what? God looks at the whole picture of our life. He knows everything about us. He knew when you were born. Guess what? And he'll know when you're dead and gone. He'll know. He'll know when every one of us are gone and it's 100 years or in the millennium. He knows all about it. So thank God he's at work in our lives, working us, building us into something that for his honor and for his glory. So when it comes to the whole big picture, God wants you to be a doer of the word. So build your house upon the rock today, and we believe that it'll be solid, because those that build on sand and those winds and the storms and adversity beat upon that house, guess what? It'll fall, and the Bible says, great is the fall thereof. So over in James chapter 1 and verse 22, it says, be doers of the word. So whenever you can figure out, not just hearers only, deceiving your own selves, but be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. So God tells us to be doers of the word. So the first one in acting and doing the word is you have to hear. Number one is the first thing is hear. In Revelations it says, he that have ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying. You see, God is always speaking. A lot of times we don't want to listen because we maybe think that we want to go in a certain other direction, so we don't want to listen to him. But no, we want to hear what God's word says. So that's this, the Bible, the word of God. So as we take time to read God's word, to meditate on that word, and then put it into practice, we're going to be doers of the word. So Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you're going to hear God's word, and faith's going to come. In Luke chapter 5 and verse 15, it said, great multitudes. How would you like to have great multitudes? Great multitudes coming to hear the word of God. That's wonderful. I believe great multitudes are hearing on Spirit Alive, even though we hear a certain amount of people responding back from the program. But guess what? There is people throughout Canada that are actually hearing the word of God. I answered the phones on Sunday at different times, and you get calls in the morning at 9:30. People call in on Spirit Alive, and they are asking for prayer. And you know, out east, people are asking, and even out west, all the way up to in Alberta, people are calling and asking for prayer requests, and they're watching the program. You know how many people are being touched and ministered to in Canada through this ministry? Spirit Alive, Faith City Church, Pastor Roma and Miss Anita, and all the wonderful staff here at Faith City Church. Amen? That word is getting out. And so how many people live in Canada? 35 million people. So that's the potential of being ministered to, the seed being planted into people's hearts and people's lives, the word of God. That's just totally awesome. So it says here that great multitudes, Luke chapter 5 and verse 15, came to hear and be healed. Hear and be healed of their infirmities. Hear and be healed of their infirmities. So if they're hearing and being healed of their infirmities, is it a possibility that if they don't hear, they won't be healed? That could be. You know, Jesus in his own hometown, it talks about he could there do no mighty works, and he marveled at their unbelief because they wouldn't listen to him. They wouldn't acknowledge the anointing upon his life. They said, this is Joseph, and we know his brothers and sisters, and who's this Jesus? And the Bible says they were offended, and he marveled at their unbelief. So unbelief can come in, sometimes it sneaks in our lives. Maybe the word of the Lord's told you something, and then doubt and unbelief kind of creep in there and try to push out the word of God. But you've got to hold fast to what God's word said and not let it go, because this is God's word. This is the creator of the universe, inspired guys on earth, and they were inspired by the Holy Spirit, and it was penned down, the Bible. We've got 66 books in the Bible, and they were all inspired by God himself. Wow. And so we should take heed to the word of God. So great multitudes in Luke 5 verse 15 came to hear and be healed. Hear and be healed. So I know that if I can hear, I can be healed. And this is not just for healing. This is for every area of life. Prosperity, guess what? The enemy could say, you're broke. You don't have the money. No, my God is rich. He supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. There's plenty of jobs out there. There's plenty of opportunities. My Father knows all. You know, I heard a good testimony just today at the staff meeting. Pastor said that someone out east gave out a donation to Spirit Alive, several thousand dollars. Well, thank God. You know, someone heard And then they wanted to respond and be a blessing. That is just so marvelous. And so hear and be healed of their infirmities. But again, that goes with every single area of whatever pertains to you. Brother Hagin used to tell us at Bible school, he says, whatever you want from God, find scripture that'll base your faith on it. Find scripture. This is what God's word says. This is what God's word says. You know what he says about the lost? He's not willing that any perish, but all come to repentance. That's God's word. That's God from the foundation of the world saying he's not willing that any perish. And it also says who forgives all iniquities and heals all diseases. So the first thing is always hearing and then acting on God's word. So hearing, hearing, hearing. So over in Mark chapter 4 and verse 24, it says, he said, take heed what you hear. For with the measure that you meet, it'll be measured to you again. Sometimes we don't hear clearly because we have tradition in our lives. You know, we all grew up in some home, and maybe they were a Christian home, maybe they weren't a Christian home, maybe you heard about someone being a Christian. I know we all have tradition. When I grew up in Saskatchewan, the tradition there was, you know, the preacher is a good little preacher. There's the pastor, he's a cute little guy there. He just sits there and he does his little work there and he goes to his little house and that's all he gets. He doesn't get much there. He's just a little pastor there and he's got a little home there and he's got a little flock of people. And that's preacher, and he should go to the farmyards and he should visit people because that's what pastors do. They're supposed to visit all the congregation. And so, sure enough, when I was a kid, the preacher would come by and my mom would start cleaning the house and, you know, putting any magazines to the side and bringing out the Bible, putting it on the table, you know, making it look real good. And my mom was always awesome anyways. I lived with her for that so many years and I saw that she was a godly woman filled with the Holy Spirit. And I only seen her get mad at my dad a few times because he liked to drink on the weekends, and that didn't go good with her. But overall, I give her credit, man, that, you know, she was firm. She's way better than me, I'll tell you that. But anyways, and so he would come around, and so we have a tradition, certain traditions that we all grew up with. Maybe poverty was your tradition, you know. There's not much money around. This is no jobs around here, you know. Some traditions are a pogey. Hey, we're going to go work all summer. We're going to do pogey in the winter. All right. And I was on that pogey chain for a few years. And yeah, that's good. Here's the pogey check. Okay. And so that could be a something. But guess what? Maybe God doesn't want you on pogey. Maybe he wants you to work full time. Amen? Full time. Money coming in from the left, from the right, from the south, from the north, from the east, from the west. Hallelujah. So we got to get back to what God's word says. So with the measure that you hear and the measure that you meet, it shall be measured back unto you again. So a good portion of scripture, now these are some larger portions, but they do have to do with hearing God's word and acting on God's word. So over in Luke chapter 8, 11 to 15 and 18 and 21, I'll read this large portion of scripture, which it's good. You know, the Bible says give attendance to reading. And so you actually can read the word in order and that'll bless you. It'll help you and it'll strengthen you. It says, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God, and those by the wayside are those that hear. Then comes the devil. So Jesus was saying, you're going to hear, but then immediately someone comes. He's called the devil. It's demons or evil spirits. Anything that would want to steal away the word of God from your mind and from your heart, that would be from the enemy. Anything that would bring doubt, discouragement, loneliness, depression, that's all enemy. That's not God at all involved in any of that. Anything that puts you down, you know, suicide is a horrible demon that would drive people to say it's hopeless. No, it's not hopeless. Not with God. There's more than enough with God. All things are possible. So the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside hear, but the devil comes and takes away the word that's sown in the hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Oh, that's horrible. So they heard, but immediately the enemy came, took it away. It produced no fruit. But they on the rock, are they when hear the word of God? So they heard it and with joy receive it. And a lot of times, helping out in church, you see people just come to the Lord for the first time. Wow, this is great. I love the Lord. He's wonderful. He saved me. And that's awesome. But you got to continue in it, and then the enemy comes and then could bring some discouragement. Well, the Lord was with me, now he's not with me. You know, I felt really good, now I don't feel really good. Where am I with the Lord? So it says, they on the rock, rocky ground, are they which when they hear the word of God, they receive it with joy, but have no root. So right there, when you continue in God's word, you're planting roots, you know? When you read God's word, you're planting roots. When you come to church and you're listening to God's word and it's being planted in your heart and you're going through some tests and trials and you come out of it, wow, this is great. You know, you're getting roots. You know, one, and I heard Joel Osteen, of course, because he's Mr. Positive, and I heard him, and he said that one of the best trees, because there's the big oak tree, which is a good tree, but actually the palm tree is a better tree. Because the palm tree is growing there, and then the winds will actually blow it right over, and it's right on its back, so to speak. But actually, when the wind blows it, the roots are actually going like this and moving and actually making more room. So when it goes back up, the roots even go deeper. So that's a good lesson, that when you are tested, when you are tried, when you are tempted to your wit's end, guess what? You're making room for those roots to grow deeper. So, but guess what? We're going to be tempted and tried our whole life. I wish there was a place where you'd come and say, okay, I had my several years of temptation, now I'm not tempted anymore. No, that's not going to happen, because we're in a body that's temporal. This is a temporal body. It's getting older. We're going to get a new body one day. And we have a mind that has to be continually renewed with the Word of God. And yeah, our spirits love God and excited about God. But we're always going to have a test and a trial. But Jesus said, don't worry. I will not allow Satan to tempt you beyond what you're able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape. So anything you're going through today, guess what? You can make it through, because God wouldn't allow that temptation to come through your life if you're not going to be able to hold out and come through with the victory on the other side. So those that hear the word of God with joy and have no root, which way they believe for a little while, but when temptation come, they fall away. That's sad, because they fell away, and when they didn't receive the promise the way God wanted them to receive the promise of a blessing. They among the thorns, which when they have heard, they go forth but are choked. The word that was come to them is choked by the cares and the riches and the pleasure of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But I find out in God's word that if you do God's will, his plan and his purpose, guess what? He wants you blessed. He doesn't want you poor. He wants you to have all your needs met, and you've got enough to be a blessing. That means rich means a full supply, more than enough. That's God's word. He said, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. That's God's word for you. He wants you financially blessed. He wants you blessed every which way, because that's his will, that's his plan and his purpose. Doesn't say that he's not going to go through tests and trials. Like one man of God said, it's not going to be like eating grapes off a tree. Well, that's just nice to eat those grapes, but there's tests, there's trials, but guess what? He always wants to bring us through. And it says here, they're choked. God's word is choked because of the cares. People are caring about this. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Now the housing market is out. And so everybody's happy and wants to sell their house. Oh, they want to make the money. Is that right? Amen. That's a blessing. But so you have cares. Should I buy a house? Should I sell a house? What should I do? I don't know. Should I stay or should I go? And so the cares and the riches and the lusts of other things come in and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But they on good ground and a good and an honest heart, having heard the word, keep it. And bring forth fruit with patience. So they heard God's word, they keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. They hear the word, they keep it, they act on it, and they'll bring forth fruit with patience. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. Whosoever hath not, shall be taken, even which he has. Then came to him his mother and his brothers. and could not come in because of the multitude. And it was told him, hey, your mom and your brothers are outside desiring to speak with you. And he said, who is my mother and who is my brothers? But they that hear God's word and do it. So Jesus was saying that those that are blessed are more important. Not that mom is not important. Mom is important and my brothers are important. But those who hear God's word and do it. So the hearers and the doers are blessed. So we've got to hear. So the next one is to act. We got to hear and do or act on the word of God. So this is a long portion of scripture, and I'm going to read it. It's over in Luke 8, verse 35 to 56. And again, it's a whole portion of scripture, but it's acting on God's word. It's hearing God's word and acting on it. And if you look into the scriptures, you'll find out that each one is important. And it's written there for our admonishment. So it says, then he went to see what was done, and he came to Jesus and found the man whom the devils was departed sitting at Jesus and clothed. So Jesus cast the devil out of a man, and this man was a psycho, an absolute psycho. He was in the graveyards. He didn't wear any clothes. They tied him with chains, and the chains broke asunder. The guy had demon power. This guy was just totally possessed with the devil. And Jesus Christ delivered the man and set him free. So it says here, whom the devils was departed, and the people came, and they saw him sitting at Jesus' feet, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed was with the devil was healed. Then the whole multitude around the country of the Gadarenes besought him to depart from them, because they were taken with great fear. Here, a demon-possessed man was delivered, and in fact, in that case where Jesus Christ delivered that man, all those devils went into a herd of swine. There was 2,000 pigs on that hill, and all those devils went into those swines and ran over the hill. So all this multitude of people that are asking Jesus to leave his coast is because they're sad about those pigs, and they're scared of what just transpired. And so they said, please get out of here and leave us alone. And Jesus went into the ship. Now the man whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him. So the demon-possessed man, like all of us, when we came to Christ, we're excited about the Lord, and we came to Jesus. And Jesus said, return to your own house and go show how great things God has done for you. And he went his way and published to the whole city how great things Jesus has done unto him. And it came to pass when Jesus was returned to that same area, the people received him gladly. Do you see right there about hearing and what it made in people's lives? That here this demon-possessed man wanted to go with Jesus. Everybody wants to go with Jesus. But Jesus said, no, you go back to your hometown. Here's the demon-possessed man goes to his hometown and says, Jesus delivered me. Jesus set me free. Jesus is alive. And they told him everything. And next time Jesus came around, guess what? All the people were excited. Because that's how the power of hearing comes. You hear about God. You hear his goodness about what he can do in your life. And you get excited. And here this whole town was stirred. They kicked Jesus out. They said, Jesus, leave us. We don't want to have anything to do with you. But yet after the man that was delivered spoke unto them, told them his testimony, gave them the reports of how good God is, and then the whole people received them. And the people gladly received them, for they were all waiting for Jesus. And behold, there came a man named Jairus. He was a ruler of the synagogue and fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come to his house, for he only had one daughter, 12 years old, and she was dying. So this is another incident of this man also, Jairus, coming to Jesus, talking to him about his daughter, and so Jesus is ready to go with him. But as he went, the people thronged him, and a woman with the issue of blood. You know, this is just amazing. The word of God is amazing. So now is the woman with the issue of blood. This, and it tells about her, who she spent all her living upon physicians and doctors and couldn't be healed of any, came behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch his garment, I shall be whole. And immediately the flow of blood was stopped in her, and Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? And for somebody had touched me, I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And the woman saw what was done and came trembling and declared everything about what had happened to her. And Jesus says, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. And so that instance right there, this woman was hearing about Jesus, that someone touched the hem of his garment and it was whole. So Jesus heard about it, or that woman heard about it, and she went and touched the hem of his garment. Right there, she was hearing and acting her faith. And guess what? She got healed. You and I will be healed when we hear and we act on our faith. You and I will be blessed when we hear and act on our faith. You and I will, we're gonna be blessed, amen? Now the next case of the one in line was about Jairus' daughter, and it talks again about hearing. And so listen to the scriptures, because this is God's word. So it says here, and he said, daughter, depart in peace and go home. And then it said here about this, while he yet spake, there comes one of the ruler of the synagogue's house saying, your daughter is dead. So the 12-year-old daughter had died. Trouble not the master when Jesus heard it. So right there, Jesus heard the word that was saying. So the woman, they said, this, your daughter's dead. Do you imagine how the man felt? How would you like to have a 12-year-old daughter and it is said she's dead? When he just went to Jesus and said, come and heal my daughter, but this woman with the issue of blood stopped everything and I couldn't get to my daughter in time and now the daughter has died. And Jesus heard it. He answered and said, fear not, only believe. So when doubt or discouragement or something comes to your mind, immediately, what should we do? We should say, what would Jesus say? And Jesus would say, fear not, only believe, and she shall be well. So your Jesus said, or the daughter said, be of good comfort. And no, sorry about that. It says here, when Jesus heard it, he said, fear not, only believe, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he didn't want any man except Peter, James, and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And they all wept and wailed at her. And Jesus said, weep not, she's sleeping. But they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out. He took her by the hand, and immediately her spirit came back into her. And then he said, give her something to eat. So isn't that amazing? You have here so many instances, three instances of people hearing and being delivered and set free. So this woman was healed because she heard. She says, if I touch, I shall be whole. Jairus said, come and heal my daughter. But then she died. And Jesus says, don't fear what you just heard. Just believe. And it comes by hearing and believing and speaking God's word. I tell you, God, there's power in God's word. There's absolute power and authority in God's word. So what are you hearing today? Are you hearing that you're not going to make it? Are you hearing that you're blessed? Are you hearing that you're going to succeed? Are you hearing that you're going to make it in ministry? Or are you hearing that, oh, it's not going to work out in ministry? What does God's word say about it? And what is the enemy saying? So we want to hear correctly, and then we want to act correctly. Because when we go according to God's word, guess what? It'll always work out because that's God's word. God said it. And we have to hold fast to what God's word said because he always comes through for us. Amen? So it comes by hearing and it comes by acting on God's word. So let's pray and thank God. Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus for the word of God about hearing God's word and acting on God's word. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for each one in their homes. Hallelujah. And whatever they're going through, we thank you that they can hear God's word and that they can act on God's word, knowing that you're the good God who is more than enough. O vokoshtamba krama kasikere davasa. Eve sembo kubrange steba tabarange se vesibi ke sanga roma stike takra. Eze vota barange se gadamasi taramasikere davasa tabasa. Adamasi. You know, praying out the plan and the purpose that God has for your life. It's not going to come out just by itself, just because you would like it to come out. No, it comes by seeking. The Bible says, if you seek, you find. If you knock, it shall be open unto you. If you look, guess what? You're going to find. If you ask, it shall be granted unto you. So God wants all of us to be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving our own selves. So as we hear God's word and as we put it into practice, guess what? We believe that we're going to be recipients of all God promises. Amen. Father, we just want to pray for each person out there that may be believing for health and for healing. We thank you, according to the word of God, that himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And we pray for any that have any ailments of sickness or disease or pain in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for health and healing for them. We speak God's healing virtue upon them. We speak the healing word of God. The Bible says he sent his word and healed them. Our part is just to believe it. Say, thank you, Lord. I believe that I receive my healing because your word said you sent your word and healed us and delivered us from all our infirmities. And so thank you, Lord, for healing us. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name, amen. Everybody say this confession. Say, Lord, Lord, I will act on the word I hear. Amen. When it's in line with God's word, you can act on God's word that you hear. So I pray in Jesus' name that that has been helpful for you. You know, it comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You know, I feel for those that are sensing and depressed in any way, shape, form, or fashion. You know, the enemy comes to bring depression upon a mind of a person. He brings discouragement and tries to put them down, or tries to make them feel inferior, or tries to get them feel that, oh, they'll never fulfill what God has called them to do. Well, just know that that does not come from God. And we renew our minds with the word of God, saying, yes, Father, thank you that I am your child. I'm your very own child. And you have plans and purposes for my life. Thank you, Lord God. I believe that I receive that in Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Just before we close, if there's anybody that has never received the Lord as your personal Savior, it's as simple as believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth. You believe that Jesus is Lord, that he died and rose again from the dead, and you confess him, say, Jesus, be my Lord. And it's as simple as that. When I gave my heart and life to God, I was in a small park, and I knelt down. I said, if there's anything you can do, please help me. And I tell you, I came up from there, a new creation in Christ Jesus. I didn't even say the proper words, but I know that he helps those who call upon him and with a sincere heart. And he'll answer every one of your prayers. Amen and amen. Well, thank you so much for watching tonight, for viewing tonight. Sunday is going to be football Sunday. No, it's going to be, what's that thing called that you wear? Jersey Sunday. And so wear your jersey, whatever team you're on, and promote that. And I believe we're going to have a couple of guest speakers that are going to be sharing, a wonderful couple. And they'll probably have their jerseys on as well. God bless you, and may you continually hear God's word and act on it. God bless you. We love you here at Faith City Church.